Hi, I'm Marwan Hade, Program Manager on the Windows Azure Tools team in Visual Studio. In this video, we'll show you the integration of Windows Azure Mobile Services in Visual Studio 2013. Windows Azure Mobile Services provides an easy-to-use backend, allowing mobile developers to store data in the cloud, easily authenticate users, and send push notifications. In Visual Studio 2013, we've made it very easy for you to leverage the storage and push capabilities of mobile services to build a connected Windows Store application. Let's take a look. The first thing I want to do is I want to associate my Windows Store application with a mobile service. I can do that using the Connected Services Manager. To start the Connected Services Manager, I simply select my project, go to Add, and choose the Connected Service command. The idea behind the Services Manager is that it's essentially the enhanced References Manager. So not only can you add references to assemblies, but in addition, you can also insert proxy code to a particular service so that the moment you're done with the Services Manager, you can start writing code. At the moment, we've got two services, Windows Azure Mobile Services, as well as Microsoft Ads. But as our platform continues to evolve, we'll be adding more online services. The first step, I need to import my subscriptions. I can simply go to the Windows Azure Management Portal, download a subscription file, save it to somewhere on the file system, browse to that location, and then import it into Visual Studio. Next, I can choose from either an existing list of services or create a new service. To create a new service, I simply choose a subscription, enter in a name, select from a list of regions, and then choose from a database. I can choose to create either a free SQL database, or if you want to start with a paid one, you can create a build SQL database. I then proceed to enter in a username and password. I'm going to use an existing service. Two things happen. The Connected Services Manager added references to various Windows Azure assemblies, and if I go to my app.xaml.cs file, I see that a new mobile service client object was added. Now, this client object was initialized with both the application URL as well as the application key. Two things that are essential for my application, my Windows Store application, to communicate to my mobile service. So now that I've set up a connection between my application and my mobile service, I want to create a table so that I can store content. Now I can do that very easily using the Server Explorer. So I go to the Windows Azure node, I expand it, I'll go to the Mobile Services node, expand it, and then I'll choose my mobile service, Candidate Tracker 12. I can simply right-click and choose the Create Table command. Can then enter in a name. In addition, I can also configure permissions for this mobile service table. Each mobile service table has four scripts associated with it. These scripts are basically correlated to the four CRUD operations. So you've got an insert.js script, a delete.js script, a read.js script, and finally an update.js script. In Visual Studio, you can open each script, edit it, and push contents back. Now that you've set up your table, you're ready to start writing code. In addition to being able to store contents onto a mobile service table, you also want to add push notifications. So being able to store contents in the cloud is great, but you can truly leverage the power of mobile services when you send push notifications. To help you send push notifications, we've added the push notification wizard. To start the push notification wizard, select your project, right-click, and hit Add Push Notification. In order to send push notifications, we're using the Windows Notification Service. In a nutshell, your client project obtains a Windows Notification Service channel and pushes it to a mobile service table. The mobile service table then pushes content down this channel. In order to receive a channel and send info on it, both your project and your mobile service need your Windows Store app's packet security identifier and client secret. The push notification wizard handles all of this credential passing for you. In addition to handling all your credentials, the push notification wizard also creates a channels table to store all the Windows Notification Service channels. Also, it adds sample code to your project so that you can retrieve and send Windows Notification Service channels into the newly created channels table. And lastly, the push notification wizard initializes the insert.js script of your channels table so that you get a sense of how a toast notification is sent. Let's see what the push notification wizard looks like. So in the first step, I'm asked to sign in to my Windows Store. I've already signed in. You can move on. In this screen, I'm asked to choose from a list of existing app names. I can also reserve a new one. So I'm going to go with an existing one. In the last step, I'm asked to choose a mobile service. This mobile service will actually send the notifications. It's also the target for my Windows Store credentials. So I'm going to choose Candidate Tracker 12. Now in this screen, just like in the Services Manager, you can also create a new service if you haven't done so already. So we've done a bunch of things for you. As you can see from the Server Explorer, we've added a channels table. We've also created a file for you called the pushregister.cs. What we're doing here is basically we're obtaining a channel from the Windows Notification Service, and we're uploading it to the newly created channels table. In addition, in your app.xaml.cs, when your application is launched, we're calling this new upload channel method that we just created for you. Finally, we've modified the insert.js script so that you get a sense of what the send notifications method looks like. You can take the send notifications method and paste it into any other script for either this table or another table. If I hit F5, I should see a sample toast message from my mobile service. In addition to see where this push notification was sent, I can view my mobile service logs. To see my mobile service logs in Visual Studio, I simply select my service, right-click, and hit the View Logs command. This will pull down your server-side logs from the cloud and show it in Visual Studio. This will pull down your server-side logs. Logging is also the best approach for debugging your server-side scripts. In this video, we showed you how you can build a connected app using tools for Windows Azure Mobile Services. We really appreciate you watching this video and look forward to your feedback as you try out the new Visual Studio.